Catherine Kaiser is the author of two books of poetry, including Dark Lake. She also edited Riding Shotgun, Women Write About Their Mothers. She's received fellowships from the Banfield Locke Center for the Arts, the Minnesota State Arts Board, National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Anderson Center for Interdisciplinary Studies. She served on the board of directors for the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, and she teaches at Anoka Ramsey Community College and the Loft Literary Center. She has a new book of poetry out. It's published by independent literary publisher of Duluth, Holy Cow Press. It's called Pretend the World. And Catherine Kaiser joins us now on Real Good Words. Catherine, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you.
So I'm curious how you put together a book of poetry, Pretend the World. Is it something that you worked on just specifically for this book, or is it putting together poetry you've done over a certain amount of years?
Dark Lake came out in 2002. And for those of your listeners that don't know, Dark Lake is not an esoteric name, but it's the name of the lake that I lived on north of Bemidji for a couple of years. And that book was sort of about nature and the outdoors, and it was sort of about my coming to the edge of motherhood in many ways. And some of the last poems in that book were written about pregnancy. So the last poem written was called Bodies of Water, which was about the lake and was about my body. And the themes in Pretend the World kind of pick up there and deal with some issues of safety and pretending. You have to pretend to your children sometimes that things are safe. So some of the earlier poems in the book were about 9/11 and having to turn off the TV in front of my son, who was 3 at the time, so he wouldn't see the planes crashing into the buildings, and pretending everything was okay. So there's that thread that runs through the book, but it's about motherhood. It's about identity, but it does travel the world at the same time. There's a whole section of persona poems in the middle of the book, which take on voices and characters from other places in the world, and there's also a series of historical poems in there as well, mostly from Minnesota, mostly from the Midwest, and the poem's still grounded in northern Minnesota because that's just the place of my heart. It shows up in all my poems.
And what does that mean, it being the place of your heart? Does that mean does it mean a number of things, that you write well when you're in northern Minnesota? Does it mean, it informs the work that you do wherever you might be?
I had a professor at Hamline University, Quay Grigg, that I took 7 classes with. He was a wonderful mentor to me. And he said that when your interior landscape matches your exterior landscape is when you're most happy. And he felt inside of all of us we had this interior landscape. And mine certainly is northern Minnesota, with the rocks and the water and the trees. It's just where I feel I belong, and it's where I feel most safe. I'm inspired by that landscape, so when I'm there, yes, I want to write, but also those images pop up in my work no matter where I am.
So how does it work actually putting together a book of poetry, in how you lay it out, in what the order is? I know that's a weird question, but each poem has its own meaning, but when you read a book of poetry, there's a reason there, the next poem is the next poem.
Well, that's a very good question, and I've been working on this since the last book, and so I had kind of a long time to work on it. There was a lot of different voices, thus the title kind of, boy, this is a whole world, a variety of things in this book. And I was having a hard time laying it out, and I hired Jim Seeler, who's an independent editor in the Twin Cities, to work on it with me. And he was able to see the poems in a very different way than I was, and he was the one that created a lot of the ordering and the narrative arc in the book, and I think made it a much, much better book than I could have ever made it. So this is a message to your listeners that we all need editors and helpers with our work.
What about the way you've set it up in terms of the acts? You have Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3, right?
Yes, and that goes back to the title and this idea of pretending, that there are these pretenses, these layers of truth in our lives, and to a certain extent we are acting. So that's what the 3 sections refer to. There's also some poems in the book that directly relate to plays and take on the structure of a play, most importantly Frankie in the Attic, which is in the 3rd act.
Now, Catherine, I think last time we talked, or when we talked about your poetry before, there's always this thing with poetry, and you probably run across it with your students. People get scared of it. you know, whether it's writing or reading poetry. I don't know if there's some point in schooling where we feel like we have to know exactly what a poem means, and if we don't, then we don't understand it at all. But I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that, about the idea of poetry and just contemporary life.
Well, my kids are school age now, and I've found that a lot of their teachers, who are wonderful, wonderful teachers, don't know how to teach poetry. They're kind of scared of it themselves, and so sometimes we are experience poetry with teachers who say, oh, it's anything goes, or it's emotions on the page. But I think we need to react and read poems in a different way, and we need to read them more at an emotional level than in an intellectual level. There's not going to be a thesis in a poem that says, this is the main meaning of the poem. Oftentimes we want to read a poem and get a feeling from it. It's like a piece of art. It should be evoking an emotion in us rather than necessarily giving us an argument or a thought in it. My work is usually fairly accessible, meaning that it's not too difficult to puzzle through, but I think people should bring their own understanding to any poem, and there should be multiple interpretations for any poem. So, you know, whatever anybody wants to take away from a poem is just fine, I think.
Who are some of the poets that you read or have read recently?
Well, I've got a lot of narrative poems in this book, in part because I'm reading more fiction and nonfiction lately these days. When I was working on writing Shotgun, I was working very intensively with creative nonfiction. And so some of the persona poems in this book are me taking on voices and characters and kind of telling the story of other people. So you can see that hint of nonfiction in there, as well as that hint of fiction where the character is also speaking. I love Louise Erdrich and her sister Hyde Erdrich. Some of the poets in the Twin Cities that I've been very excited about. William Reichert has a new book called Sin Eater, and he's up for a Minnesota Book Award, and that's a very dark book, but I very much recommend that. Leslie Adrian Miller. So I feel like I'm with this bevy of wonderful writers in the Twin Cities, so I'm influenced by them as well as many national and international authors.
We're talking with Catherine Kaiser about her new book that is out, a book of poetry. It's called Pretend the World. Before we go, I would love to give people a taste of your poetry. If you would share one of your poems with us, that would be great.
Absolutely. I'm going to read a poem called Early Spring Dark Lake because it's almost at exactly the same time of year it is right now. The morning birds outside the window at the feeder savor the rusty burnt cookie, chirping the deep brown cries of northern winter nearly over. They sing of leaves, birch, rock, and spirit. I get out the map and paintbrush, rewrite the landscape as it unveils in the morning light. The birds flit across the lake covered with ice and snow, edged with elm and oak, stone and grass. The sun and moon seem to touch as the wind grips the last dream-scented house next to the cracking ice. The horses toss their angry manes. The land is a shell opening.
That's a very visual poem, too. Can you kind of explain that, the spacing of it, and what do you remember when you wrote this one and why you put it the way it is?
On the page, the words are kind of sprinkled across the paper, I think, which is what you're referring to. I just liked the openness of that and the cracks in the poem. The poem is kind of about the cracks in the ice developing, and you know those big booming sounds that the lake makes as it's thawing? And so I wanted the poem itself physically to sort of represent some of those cracks and those spaces that happen as the snow melts, as the ice melts, as the dirt and the grass and the mud becomes exposed, and we get into that crack between winter and spring.
Catherine Kaiser, her book is called Pretend the World. You can find information on her and her work at her website. It's CatherineKaiser.com. Again, the book is called Pretend the World. It was great talking with you again. Thanks so much, Catherine. And
thanks so much for the invitation.